An Iranian film called A Separation is on the short list for a Best Foreign Language Oscar nomination. We'll find out next Tuesday if it actually gets nominated, but the Iranian movie is already a winner. It bagged the Golden Globe for Best Foreign Film last Sunday. The film is about a couple in Tehran who are about to separate because they can't agree on where to live. The wife wants to leave Iran with the couple's daughter. The husband wants to stay to take care of his ailing father. Hatere Shebani is a professor of Persian literature and culture at York University in Toronto. She says the film was very successful in Iran as well.
In fact, The Separation was the best-selling movie in history of Iranian cinema. So in the box office, it was a huge success before even winning any international awards.
Now, the film A Separation, it's about a couple that's on the verge of separating, as we said earlier. And it's a peek into Iranian society and tensions between a modern secular family and a more conservative and religious one. And the director, Asghar Farhadi, has been asked if his film should be viewed as a political statement on Iranian society, and he had this to say.
If what you mean by political film is a film that follows a certain ideology or works as a political manifesto or defends a certain group, then no. But if what you mean by a political film is a film that has social roots and includes society and its issues, then yes, this could be a political film.
That's Iranian director Asghar Farhadi speaking there through an interpreter. Ms. Shebani, how do you react to his statement? Do you think he's trying to be careful?
You know, they have every right to be careful if they are making movies inside Iran. But this is not a film that promotes any particular ideology, any particular worldview. In fact, this film is about the relativity of truth. You can't say which person is right, which worldview is right.
The main characters in the movie are conflicted about where they should live, in Iran or should they leave the country. How many Iranians have on their minds this question of do I stay or do I go?
Unfortunately, there are many, many people who have this question now in their mind. As you know, right after the revolution, there was a huge immigration towards Western countries. Especially for the secular middle-class people, this is a seminal question, whether to leave or to stay in the country.
So obviously a lot of people in Iran relate to Mr. Farhadi's film, but how do you explain its popularity in the United States?
You know, there has been a lot of talking about Iran in media for the past few years. So in the absence of foreign journalists in Iran, and in the absence of having a real image of Iran, they turn into movies to see how this country looks like. Even I heard from some Westerner friends who told me that we wanted to see how a middle-class household looks like in Iran. So it could be one aspect of the film that Americans could relate to.
Hatare Shebani in Toronto, the author of The Poetics of Iranian Cinema. Thank you very much.
Thank you.